Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
I'm Matt Leon. Some bonus content for you as the Villanova University football team is getting ready for the FCS playoffs. The Wildcats 9-2. They earned a share of the Colonial Athletic Association title with a 7-1 league mark. They had a first round playoff bye and now are preparing to host Holy Cross on Friday night at Villanova Stadium. Villanova in the FCS playoffs for the 14th time in program history. Now, Holy Cross, champion of the Patriot League and coming off a first-round win over Sacred Heart, had the chance to talk with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante about his team's success and what he expects against the Crusaders. So, first of all, Coach, congratulations. You get a first-round bye, your CAA champions, an outstanding regular season. I know there's so much work to do, but do you take some time to kind of reflect on the regular season to this point and what this group has already accomplished, or is that once everything is done, you kind of take that deep breath?
A little bit of both, I guess, Matt. I would answer that way. Since we had the bye immediately following the final game versus Delaware and winning that game, I know our guys enjoyed their regular season accomplishments. Like I said, immediately following the game and then probably for a day or two afterwards. But it's been in the rearview mirror now for a while. We're focusing on the task at hand moving forward. So I guess it's a yes and no answer to that question, if that makes sense. Right now we're focusing on what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish, how we're trying to get better this week in practice and get ready for our upcoming game Friday evening. But yes, our guys, our team, our coaches, were able to, sit back a little bit during the break since we did have the bye. And, I'm sure be appreciative of, what they were able to accomplish, with the regular season, because it's been since 2012, I want to say, since we were able to share any type of CAA conference championship. So I'm really happy and proud of our team for being able to get that accomplishment.
And you talk about the bye. How big is the bye from a physical standpoint for you guys, from a mental standpoint, just kind of getting a few days to kind of recharge before getting ready for the postseason grind?
Yeah, no, I think the bye worked well. It gave us, since it was a holiday week, it gave our guys an opportunity to really, take a break mentally by going home, being with their families over Thanksgiving break. Physically, it definitely helps because, seasons are a grind, 11 game seasons with a bye in there somewhere. And our bye was after week four. So to play seven straight and then have an opportunity to, rest and recover a little bit, during that bye week, I think was a huge benefit. We didn't have Michael Corby, our starting left guard in the Delaware game because he was bumped up the week before. So the opportunity for him to rest, and he'll be back this week, is huge, just to get him back in the lineup at the beginning. So physically, definitely helped everybody. Mentally, I think just as much. Like I said, everyone was able to get off campus. Semesters are long. First semesters are long for football. You know, they're here in July. Then you come back and you start preseason in August. And now we're heading into December, and they didn't get a break. You know, the normal students here at Villanova get a fall break, so they get a break in the middle of the semester. Our guys are playing games during fall break, so we don't get that break. So to get the opportunity physically and as much so mentally for them to be able to go home, see their families, and then come back and get back to work, I think was a good thing for us last week.
Let's talk about the opponent you'll have in the second round, Holy Cross, champs of the Patriot League. They did play last week, beat Sacred Heart for the right to get to you guys. What do you see on film? What are they bringing to the table?
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they did well in the spring. They obviously won the league this fall. They got the automatic bid from their league. They beat an FBS opponent in UConn. If you look at statistically and what they're putting on paper, their defense is way up there, as is ours, but their defense statistically is doing a great job in almost all the categories, run defense, pass defense, all those things. And if you look at their roster, I think 9 of their 11 starters on defense are seniors. Now, I don't know if any of them are fifth or grad seniors as far as 6th-year guys, like we have some of those, but you know, that's where a lot of their maturity is and a lot of their experience is. And then you look at their offense, they got good size up front, just like everyone does in Division I football these days. Their quarterback's a young guy, but he really does a good job with what he does as far as, you know, managing the game. He can hurt you with his feet. He runs the ball really well. So, you know, they do some of that stuff with him as far as quarterback reads and power runs and so on. You know, he pretty much won the game for them this past weekend. They had a 3rd-and-17 that he converted on a 21-yard scramble for the first down to keep that last drive alive to get that last touchdown they needed to beat Sacred Heart. They traditionally, looking at other games, have played 2 quarterbacks a little more frequently. This past week, they went with number 9 more often. But they're a good football team. And, you know, anybody you face at this point in the season is going to be a good football team. But they're solid as heck on defense. Their offense, you know, statistically maybe isn't where some of our previous opponents have been. You know, Elon very heavy in the passing game. William Mary very heavy in the run game. But they do a good job. They want to run the football. They're similar style to what we want to do. You know, we want to be about 50-50 run pass and, you know, do a good job hanging on to the football, which they do. They don't commit a lot of turnovers, and their defense plays real solid. So definitely going to be a challenge for us here Friday night. Guys are definitely looking forward to it, and we're, you know, hoping for a great outcome. We got to go play 4 consistent quarters of football.
To that point, obviously playing 4 consistent quarters is a big key. Are there certain things you hone in on for this one that are really critical? Not so much what they will do, but things that you guys have to execute to have success?
Yeah, I mean, the number one thing we always talk about and one of the keys to a game all the time are going to be turnovers. You know, we got to protect the ball and not commit turnovers. Hopefully we can get some in our favor, and that always makes a big difference. I mean, time of possession sometimes doesn't mean anything. You know, total yardage sometimes doesn't mean anything, you know, because sometimes, I mean, if you look at our Delaware game, they were controlling the ball and they were controlling field position. And then we got those 2 scores in the 4th quarter, and it took 4 total plays to get 2 touchdowns, you know. So time of possession sometimes doesn't tell the whole story. But turnovers a lot of time will be a real good, you know, correlation between outcomes of games, depending on how that goes. And, you know, the bye week did allow us to, you know, do a little more self-study, you know, because you weren't sure who you were going to play last week. We're looking at film on both opponents, but we weren't honing in on either one until we found out which one it was going to be. So it gives you an opportunity to reflect on what you did for 11 games. And are there any tendencies that, you know, are out there that people are seeing on film that you have to maybe, you know, keep an eye on and you know, maybe break some tendencies in that. But we're going to go out there and, you know, run our offense. We're going to go out there and play our style of defense. And like I said, we just got to stick true to the fundamentals and stick true to good tackling and being opportunistic when the opportunities present themselves and interceptions and things of that nature. And you got to try to win the special teams as well. And, you know, hopefully we can go out there and perform more consistently than them on Friday.
And you say Friday. It is a Friday night game. It will be at home. How big is it to have this on the main line?
Yeah, it's always good to get a playoff game at home. You know, they've done well on the road. When you look at their record, I believe they're 6-0 in away stadiums. So, you know, they obviously have gone out on the road and even at their home stadium have played good football all year long. And they're finding a way to win. They were down this past game against Sacred Heart, majority of the game, and then scored with under a minute to go to win the game. So they're going to find a way to get things done. But to not have to travel and to be able to be on the road and to go through your normal routine of a home game and those type of things, when you get into playoff situations, I think that's helpful. You know, I think that's helpful, you know, saves on the travel and those types of things. So, and I know our guys are looking forward to it. I know our fans are looking forward to it. I know the parents of our players are looking forward to it because, you know, at every last regular season home game, you have your senior day because you're never sure if that's going to be your last game of the year or not on your home turf. And to get an extra bonus game at home, everyone's excited about that.
And how much, I mean, this is probably obvious, but playing in this conference, the CAA, in my opinion, the premier FCS conference, just top to bottom, there is never an easy week. There is never a game where you go, oh, well, they got this one, no question about it. How much does having that mentality and having these kids be through it, you know, help in these playoff things? That it's almost like a continuation of conference play, just the level of play you're facing.
Yeah, and I think that is helpful because as you look at our conference, how many 6-5 and 5-6 teams do we have this year? Because one just takes care of the other one along the way. You know, we only got two teams in the playoffs this year, which normally we'll get three or four. And a couple seasons we've had five from this league. And unfortunately, we just keep knocking each other off. So I do think, though, that, you know, to have week in and week out that level of opponent will help when you get to this time of year when you get to playoff situation. And then when you throw in an FBS game like we played Penn State this year, I think that helps as well, you know, and that moment wasn't too big for our guys. So hopefully a playoff moment won't be too big for our guys. So, you know, I think our schedule in our league definitely hardens you and gets you prepared for, you know, a playoff type level football.
That will do it for this bonus episode of One-on-One. Many thanks to Coach Mark Ferrante for the conversation. Villanova and Holy Cross will kick off their game 7 p.m. Friday night at Villanova Stadium. By the way, the winner of this game gets the winner of Sacramento State and South Dakota State in the quarterfinals. Now, you can follow One-on-One on Twitter at One-on-OnePod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.